If your relationship feels more like flatmates than lovers, don't worry, follow these steps and make your relationship sexy again in just 1 week. And this takes no time and very little effort. And if you keep going beyond a week, sex and desire will keep coming back more and more often. Now, some people repeat the popular opinion, wash the dishes, show affection, be helpful. It does help by removing the friction, but it will not make things sexy. So here's how you need to think about it. As a couple, you need to maintain a certain sexual culture, which you keep up throughout the day, specifically sexual culture, not just affection and support. Now, this will not create sex by itself. That's a common myth. Sex starts outside the bedroom. It doesn't. 90% of it doesn't. 90% of your sex life depends on how you create space for sex, how you get into it, how you start, how you raise that sexual energy, and what you continue doing during sex. And that's always the main thing to learn and the bulk of your sex life. However, the things that you do outside of sex throughout your day, that will affect your desire to actually, you know, create sex with your partner. So in this respect, you will often see, you know, really over the top sex advice to do hours of hypersexual behavior or verbal seduction. But most people have jobs, kids, chores, many things to do, and that stuff just isn't sustainable. I believe in micro actions throughout the day, which are super easy, they take no time, they don't cost you anything, small acts of sexiness. But you do need to give it attention. You can't be lazy and complacent about the culture between you. So I will start with 4 simple micro actions you can do a few times a day. Then I will move on to some maintenance you really need to have in place, and then 3 or 4 things that you really need to stop. So the first micro action, sexual compliments. Don't compliment each other only on, you know, asexual things. That's also a nice thing to do, of course. Compliment each other specifically on sexiness. And it doesn't need to be anything very clever, just very simple and straightforward. Because that's honest, that's genuine. You look sexy when you do this, you look sexy in this, I really love this part of your body, it's really sexy, that's it, you know? Very, very simple. And immediately makes us feel desired, appreciated, sexual. Doesn't cost you anything to say this a few times a day to your partner, yeah? When you say compliments, you really have to say like you mean it. You know when people say, you know, bye, I love you, like, don't do that. Say, I'll see you later. When you come home, then really look into your partner's eyes and tell them that you love them like you really mean it. Never say, I love you, without this being a special moment you're trying to communicate. The same thing with sexual compliments. Like, always put a feeling into it that this is sexy to you, so that, you know, your partner feels it, yeah? Micro action number 2. Flirt. Like, flirt is very personal. It's like what that is to you. For your relationship, don't be somebody you're not, you know? A good way to get back to it is, you know, try to remember how you were with each other in the first few months of dating. You were surely doing some flirting then, and that was the kind of flirting that is natural to you, yeah? The third kind of small act of sexiness. A little bit of sex talk. People have made a huge thing about sex talk these days. I'm not on that train myself, but, you know, just drop something occasionally during the day. Just a quick one. It's nice. Keep it very simple, honest, straight, you know? I really love doing that to you yesterday, like whatever that was. I'd really love to do that to you later, whatever that is. Just a little injection of something sexual. If you feel quite ballsy and, you know, your relationship allows for this, then, you know, text something from work saying to your partner what you want them to do when you get home, or ask them to wear something when you get home, or, you know, be ready for you in some way. And last and very important is sexual physical affection, not physical affection. Yes, we're all doing little hugs and cuddles and all this, and it should be in your relationship all the time, of course, but it doesn't make it sexual. You need to bring in affection that is specifically physical and sexual. And again, they're just little drops. It's nothing major. Like your partner's in the kitchen and you come up from behind and hold them, you know, like really sensually, give them a kiss on the neck, run your hand on their body, stroke their bum, or, you know, jokingly slap their bum. You pass each other in the house, you hold them for a second, give them a really nice sensual kiss on the neck, and then move on. You're close to each other for a moment somewhere in the house, you just put your hands on their groin and just give them a nice sensual rub for just, you know, a few moments, and that's it. Look into their eyes, say you're sexy, and, you know, you can move on and do your other things. So on that subject, it's super important that you do not start sex with those things. They have to be there safe as just like a little sexual injection, so that nobody is ever afraid that, you know, now you have to commit to sex because your partner puts their hand on your bum. So, you know, they're all just little moments of intimacy, little injections, and all these actions take literally between 1 and 5 seconds each. If you wanted to, you could have like 20 of these actions happen during the day, and it would cost you like what, between 20 seconds and 4 seconds by 20? 80 seconds. You know, that's all it's going to take from you. But imagine how, you know, having 20 micro actions like this during the day, how that's going to feel for your, you know, sexual vibe together. Yeah, you're not missing time or energy, you're just being complacent and not giving it attention. Don't tell me you've got kids, you've got those 4 seconds away from kids, you know, often enough as well. So out of these 4 micro actions, I want you to do 10 every day for the next week, whichever ones you like. Okay, play a game with yourself, do it. So now the 3 maintenance things that you need to do. Personal hygiene, the obvious one, being clean, all the smells, you know, people just relax too much with their partners, like look after it, you know, keep it cultured. Looking good, that's a triggering topic for a lot of people. The truth is, if you want your partner to be attracted to you, you have to make an effort to be attractive. Like, I understand that you're not on the first date and you can't be like, you know, this super, super beautiful all the time, but people do relax way more than it is necessary. Like your body shape, things you can do in the long term is a different story. I'm not talking about that. It's a long-term project for anybody anyway, you know, not everybody can do it, etc. But little things in the day you can always do to look a bit more nice or not. We often see our partners as attractive only when we take them out for somebody else to see them. And we put all this effort into looking good for everybody else, for, you know, your colleagues, for your boss, for your friends, for some randoms in the supermarket. Arguably, the most important place to be attractive is for your partner at home, because that's going to be most of your time. And people sometimes come at me with pitchforks, you know, how dare I suggest that, you know, I'm asking them to get all dolled up at home when they want to be comfortable, it's a home. I'm not saying that. Be comfortable, be relaxed, but there are simple choices you can make that will take no effort. Can you just take a moment to do something minimal, simple with how your head looks? Can you wear some comfortable but nice looking underwear for your wife? Do you have to wear these really ugly boxers that, you know, are they literally the only comfortable thing in the world? Between 2 comfortable things that you can wear, is one of them showing off your shape to your husband a little bit more? People are very resistant, like, we shouldn't have to do this. Why shouldn't you? It's nice sexual culture to be attractive to each other, and your partner is totally worth the effort that you are going to make for it. And the 3rd thing that gets missed out is your voice. People have a choice how they use their voice, and they start talking to their partners like they talk to their buddies or their family. And you just have to be aware that you're a man talking to a woman or a woman talking to a man. And that's all it takes. Just be that, you know, because voice is really important. It can like totally asexualize your communication or sexualize it. So once again, just look after these things. This is massive, massive, massive. Again, takes no effort, but it does take attention and awareness. And then a few favorites, how people castrate their relationship. First of all, doing disgusting things in front of each other. There are so many people who will go to the toilet with the door open in front of each other. Like, do you really have to do it? What does it cost you to close the door? So I'm not going to give you the full list of all of these things. You get the gist. You know the stage in your dating when it's not very early, but it's a few months in, you're already comfortable with each other, but you're still dating. Yeah? Like, you wouldn't be having a shit right in front of that person. That should never change in your life. If it's something you wouldn't do in the advanced stage of dating, like, you shouldn't be doing it with your long-term partner. The other thing, voices again, silly voices, you know, childlike voices. It's cute, but it's tremendously emasculating and asexualizing, and it often slips into that cute voice. So, you know, fight it, because it's going to really affect your attraction. Pet names. I worked with a couple who called each other poopy. I worked with one who called each other stinky. What sort of sexual attraction can we get from this? Maybe your name for each other is not this, you know, radical, but is your pet name still, you know, making you feel really masculine, feminine? Is a sexiness in it? Is it like just a cute thing that makes it feel more asexual? If your pet name doesn't make you sexually attracted to each other, it's even better to call each other standard things, you know, baby, babe, babes, darling, honey, sweetheart, whatever. I know that some of them are more cringy to you than others. Choose the one that is right for you, but, you know, at least they signify their significant other and they already carry specifically the meaning of a sexual partner. And one more thing that kills sexual attraction is just being rude to each other. Allowing yourself to talk to your partner like they're annoying, like they're stupid, like they're frustrating, you're angry with them, they're pissing you off. Again, I get flack for it because, you know, like, it should be natural to have your emotions because it's intimacy. You know, for me, it's a gray area. Unless you have some real condition about this, I think most people just relax into it and they cross the line into something that wasn't acceptable before when they were dating. And at some point they just see, okay, it's okay to do this. They just shift the boundary. And actually this happens because of complacency and not keeping up the culture. And this will really affect your intimacy big time, because that really makes us unwilling to engage sexually. I think it's totally possible to create a culture where, you know, this is not allowed, essentially. It's a red line that nobody crosses, where whatever the problem you're having, you speak to each other with respect, and the problem is solved by looking at it, you know, trying to find a solution, but losing respect to each other is not acceptable. Do all these actions, look after all these things, and you can already make like really quite a noticeable difference to the sexual vibe between you within a very short time. So just do it this week and have fun and enjoy each other.